I went flower digging yesterday afternoon.
You did. And I guess yesterday was a pretty day for it. It wouldn't be such a good day today.
No.
Yeah. Get out and dig around. When you're going to drain off something like those marshes or something like that, what would you do? Just dig your...
Just dig your ditch. Well, they used to do it. They don't do it now. They got the back holes and such as that to do it with. But when this country was drained, they used a spade, hand shovel, and an axe to dig ditches through these swamps.
You know, that's got to be some hard work.
That is hard work.
Not child play. I don't get it. You know, when it rains and the rain washes out of maybe a big place, you know, in the woods, maybe
washed out a gully.
Mm-hmm. What about on a road when it just washes out a small place? What would you call it?
A pothole.
A pothole? Mm-hmm. And we talked about, I think yesterday you mentioned hills. What do you call a hill, the real big hills? You go up to the
top of the crest of the top of the hill, the crest of the hill. Mm-hmm.
And you have things that are even much bigger than hills. You call those just
a mountain.
Do you have any name for, like, you know, in the mountains, and you got a low place where you can go through? You got any?
Or they call them holler or ravine.
And that, you know, in the mountains, a rocky side, it kind of drops off straight line.
Slope, mm-hmm. Rock fall.
That kind of like a cliff.
Cliff.
You mentioned rock fall. That's not like waterfall. Or?
Yeah. The rock sticking out and the water pour from there. Oh, and then there's always some of the rocks falling off.
You told me yesterday about the roads and everything, that, you know, working on all the roads. Something, a road that goes off a main highway, what would you call that, you know, just a little?
Well, it's either a country road, a side road.
Both of those paved?
No. Gravel road. Dirt road.
And what about one that, say, just goes up about a mile to a man's house? You call that, what name might you have for that? Just,
well, that would be somebody's drive, a private road.
That you walk in the city, you wouldn't walk on the road, you'd walk on the...
Oh, you walk on the pavement in the city.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about earlier about your mother making cornbread and things. What's some of the things that you might, well, say a typical breakfast that you might have had when you were coming up?
Oh, the typical country breakfast was, if you were lucky, was ham, grits, eggs, and sweets, if you like, jelly, jam, or syrup. You take cured ham and red-eyed gravy and biscuits and grits and some coffee, and you could fight a bear.
I guess so. Yeah, y'all. How did they make coffee then today?
Used to have big old coffee pots, not the percolator, and had, you bought coffee on ground.
Oh.
Had a coffee grinder.
You had to grind
your coffee yourself, and maybe you'd have a pot that would hold half a gallon, or they had 2 gallons. And they'd grind that coffee and pour it in the pot, and then boil it, set it off in the stove. Then you'd have some ground on top to put your little cold water on, and them grounds all go to the bottom. And then you had you some coffee.